play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you from John Field Gymnasium, where the Silver Streaks ready to tip off against Englewood High School. And one of the things I tried to find out from yesterday to today, Jim, was, and they are Team Englewood High School. They're not just Englewood High School, as Coach Donegan mentioned there.
It's kind of unusual, yeah, to see that team.
And team is all capitalized, too.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. I was trying to find out if it was an acronym of some sort.
Well, I know it's kind of a consolidation. We've got a technical to start the game here. Grant Gibson shooting a free throw. They must have had a disparity in the
scorebook, yep. I'll bet. Yep. Somebody's number didn't match up with what it was supposed to be.
And Gibson makes the first and the second. Nothing but net both times. Let's hope that's the sign of things to come for the Silver Streaks today with a gift, 2 points, and the ball to start the game.
So the Streaks have scored first in every game, and it's been Grant Gibson scoring first in every game. And he comes in averaging just over 20 a game, and he's already got a head start on that. That's pretty good when you score points before you've even tipped off the game. And he gets it down low on the low blocks, hits a turnaround jumper, and now Galesburg up 4-0 in the early going.
I bet he's never scored 4 points in the first 12 seconds of a game before. It just happened.
I don't know. That Blue Island Eisenhower game was pretty up and down.
Yeah, that's right.
But, he scored a lot of his points late in that one. Ended up with 18, which was career high before he lit it up for 34 yesterday in a win over Chicago Diette. Chartone Moore at 6'5", just launches the three. He was standing out on the perimeter, had the ball swung down low, and just finally just squared up and released. Ryan Carl rebounds the miss. Trevon Diggins coming off his career high, 19 at the point. And a loss last night to Westinghouse. Brings it across midcourt. Here's Gibson, free for three. That one's a little bit off the mark to the left. Moore with the rebound on the run for Englewood coming out with it. 4-0 Galesburg in the early going. This is Ray Rushing, a 5'10 junior. You heard Coach Donegan say they are junior dominated. Team in its seventh year of existence in the Chicago area. Englewood, Team Englewood Academy. And there is an application process to get into the school. So there's definitely a restructuring that has taken place there. Now another launch, this time by Rushing. Diggins tries to take the rebound away from Tomas Carpenter, and then the rebound put back by Austin Murphy. And Englewood is on the board.
Well, if we play like we did yesterday afternoon, we won't beat this team. If we play like we did last night, I like our chances. We were two different teams yesterday.
Streaks are coming out launching threes here as Ryan Carl misses one from the left wing. And now a quick three at the other end. That one won't go. Rushing was left wide open, and the rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Murphy for Englewood, so the Streaks will get it back.
And
they've taken four shots, three of them behind the arc. We've taken three shots, two of them behind the arc.
Yeah. Both teams sporting number 32 is their key offensive threats. Of course, Grant Gibson for the Silver Streaks and Chartone Moore from Team Englewood. Again, as you mentioned, Brad, he's 6'5", and really seems to be the go-to guy for this team.
Quick touch on the inbounds. Baby hooked by Ryan Carl. Turn around in the lane, won't go. Rebound batted around, and Moore comes up with it. His second rebound already for the Eagles. Leads the break to the other end. Spin moves and travels. That's the first turnover on Englewood.
Englewood is, we didn't quite get all the information in from Coach Lorenzo Donegan. He said they play in the green division up there, and he said if they do well this year again, they're trying to work their way into the red, which is the top flight division in the public league.
Pull-up jumper by Gibson on the left baseline, a little bit off the rim, off the back of the rim. Marcus Ross with a rebound, put back and a foul. He'll get a chance at a three-point play. Good aggressive move by Marcus, and Streaks are going to need more of that as the season goes along. Good to see him starting to develop that a little more early.
This Team Englewood, their first game here at the tournament that we watched, they played well early, then got down by 15 toward the end of the third quarter, and then made a big run, caught up with Moline, had a 4 or 5 point lead in the later stages of that game, missed a couple of free throws, and Moline hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to beat him.
Well, they're just launching all over the place. Jonathan Owens does drain that one from the outside at 6'5", after Marcus Ross missed the free throw at the other end. 5:20 to go, first quarter. Galesburg leading 6-5. Difference in the game, those two technical foul free throws that Grant Gibson gets shot before the game even started. And now curling into the lane, Trevon Diggins draws a defensive foul, I believe, from Owens. And that'll be the second team foul. Goes on Ray Rushing instead, a little reach in before the contact on the body in the lane. Second foul on Englewood, first of the game on Rushing. On the inbounds, Carson Cheeseman bumped a little bit, gets the pass away to Grant Gibson, lost his balance briefly, squares up from 15 feet, missed it. Rebound knocked around, and Englewood controls briefly. Now Diggins scrambles onto the floor and takes it away and saves it to Ryan Carl. Carl defended and now gets the pass away. Boy, give Trevon a lot of credit. Scrambling in there, that's his game. And he created some havoc again there. Here's Carl. Strong post-up move down to the low blocks, and he banks it in.
A very strong move because as he turned, Thomas Carpenter came over and was trying to strip the ball away from him and head the other direction. And Carl had a – it seemed like he had felt the presence of Carpenter coming along that side. Didn't leave the ball down, kept it up high, and then got it off the glass.
Quick three at the other end, Jonathan Owens. A little bit long, Trevon Diggins with the rebound. Leading the break on a two-on-one, dumps it off to Gibson up and in. Perfectly executed, fast break offense, and the Streaks now lead 10-5. Illinois got within three against Northwestern, 17-14, and now another touchdown by the Wildcats. Puts Northwestern up 24-14. Just past the halfway point of the second quarter. Travel called on Englewood at the other end. Gives it back to the Streaks, leading by five halfway through the first quarter here.
Yeah, Illini football, they'll have to keep scoring today if they want to keep up. Northwestern will probably get close to 50 points before that one's all done.
Bounce pass, backdoor cut to Marcus Ross, and a block by Chartone Moore. Well executed. Good timing by Moore to go up and take that one away from Grant. It's knocked out of bounds back to the Silver Streaks. Into the game, Ethan Meeker for the first time for the Silver Streaks tonight, today rather, and Carson Cheeseman sits down. First substitution for the Silver Streaks. Gibson will inbound from the right of the basket. Streaks setting some screens, trying to find somebody free on the inbound. Ross sets the screen, giving it back to Gibson. Can't hit from the corner. Rebound off the hands of Carl, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Englewood. Thought Marcus Ross was the last one to touch it there, but Streaks are going to get it back anyway.
I'm going to give Carl a shot attempt on that. He tried to follow and nearly got it in. A good hustle play by Ryan.
3:48 to go, first quarter. Streaks trying to add to a five-point lead. Gibson nearly from the same spot on the inbound. Finds Carl open, dumps it off to Diggins on the low blocks. That one got blocked. And the rebound deflected out to Jonathan Owens, who is the one who deflected the shot away from Trevon. Well executed by the Silver Streaks, but he needed a release just a hair sooner. Quick three on the other end. Carpenter drains it from the right elbow.
So often happens you let a chance or two go astray on your end and the other team comes back and knocks one down. They're a three-pointer. It's back to a two-point game.
Shoot a lot of threes, at least here in the early going, more so than we saw against Moline the other day. Now Carl's pass deflected away, and here's a two-on-one break. Led by Moore, takes it all the way, bumped by Carl, and Moore will have to get a couple of free throws here. But the first turnover on the Streaks, Jim. First one I have.
Let's see. Yes, Englewood's already got three. Silver Streaks were able to force 14 Westinghouse turnovers last night. Of course, we had 20 of our own in that game.
First foul of the game on Ryan Carl. Chartone Moore to the free throw line makes the first one. Leading scorer on the team. That's his first point of this game, though. Galesburg down or ahead by one, 10-9. As Carl sits down, Tyson Parks replaces him on the floor. 3:10 to go in the first quarter. First of three Galesburg High School basketball games, along with the Athletics Hall of Fame induction ceremony coming up throughout the day here on WGIL. Moore misses the second. Tyson Parks gets the rebound. Across midcourt, Grant Gibson on the right wing. Looks left, gets it back up top to Marcus Ross. Now Meeker with it. Trying to work against that man defense. Good backdoor cut. Ross has to save it, but he saves it back in to Austin Murphy. Turnover on the Silver Streaks. Murphy leads the break the other way, and an offensive foul called as he plows over Tyson Parks, getting back defensively. As Murphy pretty well choreographed that pass, and he was running right into three Silver Streaks defenders. He tried to sidestep and lean a little bit, but it was too late. Good job by Parks to hold his position, forcing the fourth Englewood turnover.
Hopefully we continue to get as many chances as we've had in and around the basket. We've had a number of opportunities. We've had some blocked shots. We've had some missed shots. We've had that last one, a mishandled pass See what happens here.
Ethan Meeker sidesteps a block attempt at the top of the circle, and then a long rebound out to the other end, and Moore lays it up and in, and Englewood has its first lead of the game at 11-10. Well, they turned that one around quickly, didn't they?
Sure did.
Now Meeker loses it at the top of the circle, but it's deflected over to Marcus Ross, who tries to throw it over to Gibson, cutting in, but it's taken away again by Moore down to the other end. Murphy trying to save it, does in the corner, and now Diggins gets up with the defense with Ross, and they take it away. Teron leads the break to Gibson, up and in. And the Streaks regain the lead in a timeout called by Galesburg as they regain a 12-11 lead with 2:03 to go in the first quarter.
That was quite a flurry up and down the court.
It was.
Ball handling, Streaks not very good out high. It looked like they were going to regain it, and Ross tried to throw one over toward the Englewood bench, and Chartrell Moore very quick to anticipate that and head the other way. Then they kicked the opportunity away, and the Streaks came away, and Diggins led the break, and the next thing you know, we got the ball in the hands of our guy that finishes the best, as Grant Gibson doesn't miss too many up around the rack like that, and he got that one in as well.
Gibson has 8 of the Streaks' first 12 points in the game here this afternoon. Again, he comes in averaging just over 20, scored 10 in the opener, a win over East Peoria. Then had that big, big offensive game, a career-high 34 against Dyett, first game yesterday, and scored 17 last night against Westinghouse. Streaks put the full court pressure on with a couple of substitutions. Denzel Jones and Joe Williams into the game. A quick three at the other end, and Ray Rushing knocks it down from the wing, and a 30-second timeout called by Galesburg. So back-to-back timeouts by the Streaks, as Coach Mike Reynolds was not happy with that defense. He just called the timeout to get everything set up on the full court pressure, and then they just run right down, launch one, and regain the lead at 14-12.
Well, and we have headphones on, and that's the only reason we're not hearing what Mike Reynolds has to say, because I think everybody else here in the crowd in the gym is hearing it, because he's making a point about somebody that didn't get the job done on defense that time. Just let Englewood come down and shoot a wide open three.
Again, they come in the same record as Galesburg, 2-1. So this is a contest for second place right now. Unless, as Jim was talking about earlier, Moline can knock off Westinghouse tonight, which is what Galesburg has to hope to have any chance at winning their own tournament. Ethan Meeker on a hesitation drive on the left side, briefly loses the ball, gets it off to Williams. Williams having a hard time handling it on the sideline. It's taken away by Ashton Hillard and then dribbled it right on the sideline, and the official is standing right there. So he was in perfect position to call that one. Galesburg fortunate not to turn it over. On the inbounds, Williams to Grant Gibson. Young team on the floor right now with Denzel Jones and Tyson Parks, a couple of juniors. And a foul from the backside, Ashton Hillard. Little reach around as Grant Gibson receives the pass, cutting through the lane, and that'll be the fourth team foul on the Eagles.
It'll be interesting around the conference a couple of years from now. Grant Gibson's going to be introduced in the starting lineup, and everybody's going to go, is that guy ever going to graduate? Because he's been starting since he was a freshman last year, and he's going to have so many points by the time he's a senior, and there's two more.
Just added two with the jumper in the lane. Streaks found him open, and he quickly pulled up from 13 feet away, and a quick shot at the other end. Thomas Carpenter puts Englewood back on top, 16-14. Excellent fast break by Englewood, and found Carpenter flying in from the left side for the bank shot. Now Gibson loses his man, takes it all the way in from the right side. Little finger roll off the glass, ties the game at 16. Gibson has 12 with the streak, 16 points. Here's Carpenter again, behind the back, threw it away from his intended teammate and threw it out of bounds. So just got a little too flashy on that one. 6 turnovers on the Eagles.
Yeah, they'd love to take advantage of getting that long pass down and getting a 3-on-2 or 2-on-1, and that time a little fancy, you're right, and saved us from maybe giving up another basket.
Tied at 16, 40 seconds to go here in this first quarter. Inlet pass to Gibson, pump fakes, low blocks, puts it up and in.
He's just a scoring machine right now.
14 points in the first quarter, 18-16, Galesburg back on top by 2. Down the lane, double pump fake, rolls it up and in, Ashton Hillard down the lane.
For what we're doing well offensively, our defense is awful right now. Weird. Playing the Ole defense, waving as the guys go by. We need to move our feet.
Streaks can hold for the last shot here. It's been a high-scoring first quarter, tied at 18 as we come down to the final 10 seconds. Grant for 3 off the back of the rim. Rebound fought for. Tyson Parks is taken over the back of Ashton Hillard, fighting for the rebound. Hillard wins the battle, leads the break, heaves a 3 with 1 second to go, and the offensive rebound comes after the buzzer. That's the end of one. 18 apiece. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Welcome to Toyotathon, our biggest sales event of the year. I'm here to help you find the very best deals on all your favorite Toyota models. Please listen closely. Some of our great offers have changed. In fact, this Toyota-thon, we're offering big savings on almost everything. To hear more about great offers on reliable, safe, and versatile Toyota vehicles, choose from one of the following. Press 1 for Camry. Press 2 for RAV4. Press 3 for Corolla. You've selected the 2012 Camry LE, a very good, reliable choice. Right now, you can lease one for $199 for 24 months with $2699 due at signing plus taxes and fees. Toyota-thon is on. This is the one event you don't want to miss.
On approved credit from Toyota Financial Services, security deposit waived. $350 disposition fee due at lease end. Call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Varies by region and excludes hybrid models. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 12-312.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Chris LeGros, our broadcast engineer for Galesburg Boys Basketball. Thanksgiving Tournament. Day three, at least from Galesburg's perspective, final day of the tournament, which actually started on Monday with Limestone and United Township. Down the lane, off balance, Ashton Hillard banks one in off the glass, makes contact with Carson Cheeseman, but no foul called, and Englewood regains the lead at 20-18.
They're shooting a nice, healthy 8 out of 12 from the field so far as Englewood.
Yep. On the right side, Gibson, pull up from 12 feet, shot rolls in and out of the baseline, from the baseline, and a foul called on Ray Rushing will be his second, and the fifth team foul now on the Eagles. Grant in the act of shooting. We get a couple of free throws here. Once again, Gibson, in the first quarter, had 14 points.
Silver Streaks girls don't play until later today, but they're already in their practice uniforms. I think they've had a shoot around over at Wycall possibly and heading back to the locker room, and again they'll play a little bit later.
Grant took 12 shots in the first quarter, 6 for 12, and he's now 4 for 4 from the free throw line, tying this game back up at 20. Quick shot at the other end, right down the lane they go, and the left-hander up and in by Hillard.
Timeout Englewood.
And they take a timeout, having regained a 22-20 lead. I tell you, Streaks, I don't know, they're getting their fair share of shots on the offensive end, but they're sure not making Englewood work very hard defensively at the other end.
No, Mike Reynolds asking why he didn't get a charge that time. Ryan Carl was trying to draw it. Fell backwards, but they didn't call anything. But for the most part, I think Mike realizes his team is just a step slow on defense. We've just got to get into where we're moving our feet and sliding our body instead of just trying to reach. And Englewood is very quick to knife to the basket. As a team, it's not just one guy. They all attack the basket very well. And we've got to play better defense. Either that or keep scoring a ton of points, because at this pace, both teams are going to put up a lot today.
Had the Streaks shooting, what, 8 of 18 in the first quarter? Is that right?
8 of 19.
8 of 19. So, see them pick that up a little bit. But gosh, 19 shots in a quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, Westinghouse got off 23 in the second quarter last night. And we were impressed by that. Gibson's runner in the lane won't go. Outlet pass after the defensive rebound. Again, a behind-the-back pass by Carpenter, but it finds his target this time. And now the Streaks go into a 1-3-1 zone, having gotten back defensively and force Englewood into some half-court defense, half-court offense here. Driving down the left side, right through the defense, Hillard.
They get the charge.
And they are going to get the charge that time, as Carson Cheeseman was there waiting.
I thought Carson's
taking some abuse here today.
Yeah, and I thought he might have flopped a little bit that time. There wasn't a ton of contact, but enough, and I can't help but think that the seed that Mike Reynolds planted at the last timeout asking for a charge might not have helped buy that one.
Streaks out rebound to the Eagles in the first quarter. They'll need to keep that up, especially with Englewood shooting as well as they are. Left side Gibson, the baseline is open. He dribbles right instead, now pulls up from 14 feet, swished it. Have a game, Grant. He's up to 18 now. 18 of the Streaks, 22 points, and we are tied. 6:12 to go in the first half, and an over and back violation.
That's awful if you're Englewood. We didn't have anybody near those two guys. They're barking at each other.
Hillard was in the backcourt, and the pass came to him from the front court before he got across the timeline. And
he's still yelling at people.
Tied at 22, Streaks trying to regain the lead, 6 minutes to go before halftime. Gibson with it on the right wing. Back out to Diggins. Finds an opening. Gets it over to Grant. Fakes a three. Sidesteps left. Briefly has it knocked out of his hands. Now it's knocked out as he tries to pass it away. And a double dribble called. And give Ryan Carl credit for that one, because after Owens came out with it leading the break, Ryan reached in, just tried to knock it out of his hands and forced him to juggle it. So the Streaks do get it back with 5:51 to go in the second quarter.
Well, I like going with the guy with a hot hand, and Grant certainly has had that today, but we've got to be a little more balanced offensively. I mean, he's probably got the ball in his hands 80% of our possessions, so need to work a few other people in here to just balance things out a little.
Down low to Marcus Ross, trying to post up, backing his way in, gets it high low, back out to Diggins on the outside. Here's Gibson with it, around a man, into the lane, and a foul called on the floor ahead of that. Ashton Hillard quickly picks up his third foul, and that puts Galesburg in the bonus for the rest of this first half. A 1-1 coming for Grant Gibson.
Yeah, Hillard, the guy that was disgusted on that turnover, now he picks up his third foul, and he's over there talking with Coach Lorenzo Donegan, and Donegan now will go ahead and send in Austin Murphy to replace Hillard, who grabs some chair for the end of the half.
Gibson at the free throw line, coming up with a 1-1, came in at 14 of 21 on the season. In the first three games, he struggled from the line last night in the loss to Westinghouse, shooting under 50%. First free throw made puts the Streaks back on top. We've already had seven lead changes in this game with 5.5 to go in the first half, and the second free throw drops through. He's got 20 points now, his game average already, with still 5.5 to play in the first half.
Yeah. Think he might make the all-tournament team?
Take a shot. He might have a good chance at it. Through the lane, Streaks cut him off. Now they dump off to the right side from the baseline. That shot won't go. Rebound put back by Carpenter.
Well, I don't know if we're going to be able to make these guys go away or not. They just attack too well offensively. We're just going to have to keep scoring with them.
Gibson on the left wing. They've stuck with the man defense. Down low, inlet pass to Marcus Ross. Double team. Ball slapped out of his hand. Stolen away. Owens leads the break with a left hand high off the glass and banks it in. There's the eighth lead change in the game as Englewood retakes the lead at 26-24 following the fifth Galesburg turnover.
Seems like more. But you're right. That's what I've got is five as well.
Ross on the outside. Left baseline. Gibson mishandled it briefly. Top of the circle, it goes to Diggins. Around the screen, drives, and an illegal screen set by Marcus Ross. And that's his first foul, and there's the sixth Galesburg turnover. Three in each quarter, and it gives Englewood a chance to build on the lead now. Their biggest lead has been two. Galesburg early on led by five before Englewood scored six in a row to take their first lead of the game at 11-10. We have been back and forth since then. But again, the Eagles have not led by more than two up to this point. 4:20 to go second quarter. High pass, but going up high for it. Owens in the corner brings it out to Jacorian King. Now they swing it around left side into the corner, and a travel call as Carpenter didn't get the dribble on the floor before he started his feet.
I like some of the, you always see some rather original names when we see some of the kids, especially coming out of Chicago. Number one is Jacorian King, Jaquorian. I kind of like having, everybody could be Tom or Bob or Jim. It's kind of nice to have a unique first name, and that's not one I'd seen before. Jacorian.
Diggins, inlet pass, perfect position by Grant Gibson. Got the man on his hip, taking a step to the basket, laid it in, and we're tied at 26.
Chartone, another one I hadn't seen before.
We've had Cameron in back-to-back games now. We had a Cameron last night in the Westinghouse game. We've got one today.
Hillard is Ashton, A-S-H-T-E-N.
Streaks knock the inlet pass out of bounds. Englewood will inbound from the baseline.
And Harper is Davion, D-A-V-E-O-N.
Eight lead changes, seven ties in this game. With under 3:40 to play second quarter, we're tied at 26. Englewood on the inbound into the corner. Carpenter skip pass right side over to King. Pump fakes, needs somebody to come over, take the pass, and it's Chartone Moore. Streaks have kept him quiet. He's the leading scorer coming in for Englewood, but he has only 3 points so far here in this game. 17 fouls already on Englewood, and Grant Gibson, a gaudy 22 points already. The rest of the team has only four. Here's a quick three by Moore. Rebound put back right there, Carpenter. Streaks couldn't control the rebound.
Killing us there.
Came flying through the lane, got a hand on it, just tipped it up and in, and Englewood calls timeout. a full timeout, leading 28-26. We'll take a break as well. 3:11 to go, first half. Streaks down by two. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
We've saved the best specials for the weekend at Farm King. Saturday and Sunday, save $10 a pair on all Levi's jeans in stock for guys, gals, and boys. Save $20 on Ariat Western and work boots for guys, and $15 on ladies' Ariat Fat Babies boots. Save up to $12 on men's flannel shirts, just $7.99 at Farm King. Save $8 on girls' yoga pants, and Fido wins too. A log cabin doghouse, $89.99. Check out the Saturday and Sunday buys under $10, including an MP4 player. We save the best for last Saturday and Sunday only at Farm King.
.11 to go in the first half. Team Englewood out of the Chicago area, Green Division of the Public League, leading the Silver Streak 28-26. Coming out of the Eagles' second timeout. Streaks will have the ball. Cheeseman and Diggins in the backcourt, along with Gibson, Ross, and Carl. So the five starters on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg opponents averaging only 41 a game. And Englewood is well on their way to that here in the first half.
With a very pronounced 2-1-2 zone right now.
Cheeseman shoots there a three over, and that gives the Streaks the lead back. Carson hasn't shot a whole lot early on in the season, but he got an open look at that one and drained it. Galesburg by one, 29-28, and the Streaks stick with their 1-3-1 zone, which hasn't slowed down Englewood a whole lot.
In fact, Cheeseman just tied his points through the first three games of the season. Three.
Well, there you go. Driving in, left side, offensive foul. Yes. Carpenter came blasting in, and that's the second charge that Cheeseman has drawn, as Carpenter was running in from North Henderson Street on that one. It was pretty easy to set yourself in front of that one.
Well, that was a pretty easy call. A lot of times the charge calls are nip and tuck, but that one was pretty easy. He just blasted him on that.
First foul on Carpenter. Driving in from the left side, Gibson cut off. Skips it back out to Carson. Now right side, Ross open briefly. Penetrates, tries to throw it behind him, and Cheeseman saves it on the sideline. Good hustle by Carson to keep this possession alive. Carl at the free throw line, dumps it back out. Cheeseman steps left, passes right over to Ross in front of the Englewood bench. Now back out between the circles, Gibson. Driving left, pulls up, top of the arc, hands off to Trevon Diggins. Under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Streaks trying to build on the lead. Cheeseman again from the opposite side. That three rolls off, and Owens rebounds for Englewood. Galesburg by one, driving down the left side. Blocked by Ross.
Nice,
and the
job,
rebound
Marcus
to Ryan Carl. Good anticipation. Gibson the other end, lays it up and in. Three straight baskets from the field for Grant Gibson. And the Streaks take a three-point lead now. 31-28, under a minute and a half to go in this first half. And sticking with the 1-3-1 zone. Carpenter, skip pass right side to King. He's swinging around the perimeter, left side back in front of the Galesburg bench to Carpenter, and it goes right again. And they'll skip pass left side back to Carpenter, who launches an 18-footer. Nope, and the rebound over the back. Ross actually went over the back of Cheeseman, and somehow Rashad Clark on the right side got called for over the back, I guess. Reaching over the top is what they're going to go with. So his first foul, ninth team foul on Englewood with a minute four to go in the first half. And Carson Cheeseman will shoot a 1-1 here.
I'm not sure Coach Lorenzo Donegan of Englewood was real happy with that call. He just didn't say a whole lot, just had his hands on his hips and glared a little bit down at that end. Cheeseman will see what he can do at the line.
First free throw attempts of the season, and he makes the first one. So 4 points in the quarter and for the game. Puts Galesburg up by four, 32-28. And he'll get the second one after knocking down the first of the one in bonus. He's actually 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Somehow I didn't get those entered into his stats. So he makes a second one. That gets him back to 50% for the season. And the Streaks match their biggest lead of the game at 33-28. Under a minute to go here in the second quarter. On the outside, Moore.
Nice.
Quick pass down low. 2-on-1, and just a complete miss by Clark on the left side, and he puts his hands on his head in frustration after Englewood gets fouled on the offensive rebound. He was wide open. Perfect pass to him on the left low blocks, and he just threw it right over the basket.
Yeah, terrific. I mean, it all started out high with the big guy, Moore, rifling one to the right-hand side, then a nice drop down to the left-hand. Perfect rotation, and then missed the bunny, and there we missed the free throw on the putback. Jonathan Owens, who got fouled as he tried to get that putback, misses free throw number one.
Second foul on Marcus Ross. Streaks have only three team fouls in this game, and two of the three are on Ross. Second free throw, the left-hander missed that one too, and Marcus gets the rebound. So a break for the Silver Streaks. The lead holds at five with 40 seconds to go in the first half. Cheeseman on the left side, just outside the elbow. Over to Diggins, top of the circle, passed up on the three. Right side, Marcus will shoot the three. That one's off the front of the rim. Rebound knocked around. Carpenter deflects it to himself. Leading the break to the other end. Diggins cuts him off. Over right side to Owens. Air balls a three on the weak side. And Ross blocks out, lets the ball go out of bounds. Back to the Streaks, who can now hold for the last shot, possibly, with 22 seconds to go.
Get one more here. Englewood's had a little cold stretch. They'd shot very well until about the middle of this second quarter, and they've missed badly on a few here lately.
At the 5A State Football Championship in Champaign, Morris gets a late touchdown, but they were being shut out. Lombard Montini ends up winning it 19-6. They were up 13-0 at halftime. Down low, Gibson forces one up over a man. Rebound on the weak side, deflected out to Ray Rushing. On the run with 2 seconds to left. Now pulls up short of half court. And are they going to count that? Nope, they're going to wave that one off. It was after the buzzer. And the Streaks take a five-point halftime lead over Team Englewood, 33-28. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half statistics, the team numbers, the individual scoring. We'll talk it over with the Streak coaching staff as well when they come out of the locker room. Galesburg 33, Team Englewood 28 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun. Here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib extra value meal, you get another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only a dollar. Price and participation may vary.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium. Fourth game of the season and of this Thanksgiving tournament for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, who lead Team Englewood 33-28 at halftime. It was back and forth throughout the first half. We were tied at 26. And, well, actually, Englewood had a 28-26 lead. So the Streaks ended the half on a 7-0 run just over about the final three-plus minutes of the second quarter. Hit a three-pointer to take a 29-28 lead. That was Carson Cheeseman's three-pointer that gave the Streaks the lead and added a couple more baskets after that to lead by five, matching their biggest lead of the first half after we were tied at 18 at the end of the first quarter. Jim, let's take a look at some of the numbers we have from this first half. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Jim, the team numbers.
Okay, Englewood's shooting well despite, as we mentioned, a cool streak there at the end of that second quarter. They still were 54% in the first half, 12 out of 22 from the field. Meanwhile, the Silver Streaks didn't quite get up to 50%, 12 of 27, 44%, but still good enough for the lead as the Streaks had the better of it at the free throw line. Rebounding edge slightly to Englewood right now, 15 to 13. And turnovers, that's where Englewood hurting itself with 11 turnovers. Silver Streaks with just six. So I think that it's really pretty good for us to only have six turnovers here at halftime.
Yeah.
Again, it seemed like more at times. I think we might have had a couple of them in clusters. But as quick as Englewood is and as long as they are, six turnovers isn't too bad.
And the Streaks lead by five. They are 8 of 9 from the free throw line, but only 1 of 7 from three-point range. Englewood, meanwhile, 1 of 4 from the free throw line and 3 of 9 from three-point range. Take a look at the individual scoring numbers when we come back after a break here on the Halftime Show. Also want to let you know that Northwestern leads Illinois in college football at the half, 27-14. Again, here at the half of the high school boys basketball game, Galesburg leads Team Englewood 33-28. We'll give you the individual numbers, talk with the Streaks coaching staff when we come back as halftime continues on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's not too soon to start your holiday shopping, and now through November 30th, Yam in Galesburg has pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs marked with savings that make getting ready for winter driving in the holidays an affordable reality. New car and truck sales have loaded the lot with quality pre-owned vehicles and all with great savings. And Yam, buy a 2012 Chrysler 200 for under $15,600 and save $1,500. Buy a 2011 Chevy Malibu for under $14,000 and save over $2,000. Buy a 2010 Town and Country minivan with under 34,000 miles for under $20,000 and save $2,500. Yam also has great savings on pre-owned trucks like a 2009 GMC Canyon SLE two-wheel drive extended cab. Buy now for $16,611 and save over $2,000. See Yam for details. Yam has imports too, like Lexus, Infiniti, Nissan, Mazda, Toyota, Prius, and VW sedans. Drive the lot and see for yourself why holiday shopping begins now. Yam's pre-owned. Get ready for the holiday sale. Going on now through November 30th.
There are a lot of unpredictable things that could happen while driving. You could blow a tire, be struck by a drunk driver, or be attacked by a zombie. Yes, a zombie. Zombies can cause crashes by hiding in back seats to stalk unsuspecting drivers or by wandering into roadways as cars approach. Wearing your safety belt could protect you from zombies. Wearing your safety belt will keep you safe. And wearing your safety belt is the law, even in the back seat. Don't let the zombies win. Click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium at the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament. Silver Streaks lead Team Englewood 33-28. Let's take a look at the individual scoring in the first half. Tomas Carpenter leads the Eagles with 9 in a balanced scoring effort. Nobody really running away with huge numbers for the Eagles. Ashton Hillard off the bench has 6. Jonathan Owens with 5, Ray rushing, and their leading scorer on the season, Chartone Moore, each with only 3 in the first half. Streaks have done a nice job on Moore, holding him to just 3 shots in the first half. Austin Murphy has 2, and then off the bench, Rashad Clark and Ja'Quarian King have not scored for the Eagles. For the Silver Streaks, starts and ends with Grant Gibson in terms of offensive numbers here in the first half. Gibson 9 of 17 from the field and 6 of 6 from the free throw line. He has 24 of the Streaks' 33 points. Carson Cheeseman got 5 all in the second quarter, and in fact, that's what's helped put the Streaks in the lead. He scored 5 of Galesburg's last 7 points. The 3-pointer put him ahead 29-28, and then his 2 free throws were the last 2 points of the first half. And so Cheeseman with 5, Marcus Ross and Ryan Carl each with 2. Nobody else has scored for the Streaks. Tyson Parks, Joe Williams, Denzel Jones, Ethan Meeker, and Trevon Diggins have all seen time on the floor, but they have not gotten into the scoring books with any points yet. But Galesburg leads by 5, 33-28. Want to remind you again here on WGIL, lots of action going on today. We'll take a break after the Galesburg game in terms of broadcast from here at Thiel Gym, and then we'll pick it back up with the Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony scheduled for 4:30 this afternoon. And they've allotted 45 minutes. But to everything we're hearing, it's actually probably going to go closer to an hour. So 4:30 is a scheduled start time for us to resume broadcasting from here at Thiel Gym later this afternoon with the Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. We'll follow that with Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Tom will be your on-air MC for the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies as well. Dick Lindstrom will be the on-site MC, which you'll be hearing from him during the broadcast as well. And then following the Galesburg girls game, which is scheduled for 5:30, but likely will be closer to 6, I'm guessing, we'll have the boys game against Limestone after that as Jim and I will come back. Let's go down, speaking of Jim, to him with Steve Cheeseman.
All right, well, Coach Cheeseman, your thoughts on up and down first half?
Yeah, we were a little lethargic early. We didn't have a lot of communication and a lot of people covering up. We really got to play as a unit if we're going to be successful. But then we picked it up. We picked the charge up here or there. We ran the offense through, got an easy basket, and got ourselves where we needed to be in that last 3 minutes where we, I think we outscored them 7-8-0 on that run, and we need to carry that over now in the second half.
Yeah. Grant Gibson, again, had a tremendous offensive first half, and I know it's great, but you want to have a little more balance as the season goes along.
Absolutely. I mean, as the season goes on, our opponents are going to find ways to stop that. We've got a lot of people we believe in. We got some good shots from other guys there, but Grant was a ton again, but we've got to be able to share the ball and rely on some others as well.
You mentioned drawing a couple of charges. Carson got both of those, and that helped because they were going through us and around us pretty quickly.
Absolutely,
there for a while.
And he stepped up and took a beating there, but that's the kind of things that turn the momentum a little bit, and we've got to continue to do that.
Chip off the old block, huh?
I don't know about that, but he did a good job there. You're right.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Steve Cheeseman joining us for a halftime coach's interview. Brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Silver Streaks lead by 5 as we get ready to start the second half, 33-28. In fact, 5 Silver Streak starters already back on the floor. Ross, Gibson, Carl, Diggins, and Cheeseman, same way Galesburg started the game. See if Englewood sticks with the same 5, keeping in mind that Ashton Hillard got into some foul trouble, although he was coming off the bench. Ray Rushing is out there, ready to go. Now Austin Murphy comes out of the huddle. Tomas Carpenter, leading scorer Chartone Moore, and Jonathan Owens. So they will go with the same 5 to begin the third quarter as well. Galesburg quickly inbounds, really before Englewood can even become set, but the official blew the whistle, handed the ball to Gibson, and we're underway in the third quarter. Cheeseman hands off to Marcus Ross, just left of the top of the circle. He'll get it over to Grant. Pulls up from the baseline from 13 feet, a little bit short, and the rebound briefly out of Moore's hands for Englewood, and then he controls and brings it up court. Now a quick 3 from the corner, and Carpenter drains the quick shot from just below us here on our broadcast perch in the left low corner, and that pulls Englewood back within 2 at 33-31. Carpenter in the game with 12. He's in double figures, and a bad pass stolen away by Moore. They tried to cross court it. He read it, took it all the way, and the foul on the floor by Cheeseman, just trying to grab him on the way in. And very quickly, we could have a tie game just 40 seconds into the second half.
Yeah, that is nice to have a 5-point lead at halftime, but against this bunch, and until you get into double figures, you're not going to feel very comfortable because they can get it up and down the court and score in a hurry.
Just not a good pass either, trying to cross quarter from the right side to the left side. With these long arms and the ability that these guys have with their quickness and their jumping ability, you're just not going to be able to pull that one off. Now here's a quick 3 by Rushing, and nobody there to rebound except Ryan Carl for the Silver Streaks. Another quick shot by Englewood, and they've shown that they'll be a little impatient. If you can force them into some half-court defense or some half-court offense, they'll just launch one. Tough shot by Ryan Carl. Comes up a little bit short on the low blocks. Moore gets the rebound for Englewood. And now he's wide open top of the circle. They quickly move the ball around the arc, but he missed the 3. Rebound put back. That won't go. And the tip up and in by Owens.
3 chances and finally got it down.
Tied at 33 now as Englewood scores the first 5 points of the second half.
Like Englewood going with a kind of a 1-2-2 half court that time, meeting at the half court line and spread out their defense.
And Ross got trapped on the right sideline by 2 of those 1-2-2s and then got a hack on the arm, knocking it out of his hands. And Austin Murphy picks up foul number 2. First team foul of the second half.
Lorenzo Dunnigan for Englewood doing a nice job mixing up his defenses. We've seen a lot of different looks from them here today.
Cross midcourt, Diggins. Been held scoreless. In fact, he's taken only one shot the entire game after a career-high 19 last night. He's been guarded better than Westinghouse could keep up with him last night. Here's Gibson, right corner for 3, a little bit short. He's missed all 3 of his shots in the second half, and now Carl gets called for the reach on Carpenter on the weak side coming up with the rebound. That's 5 rebounds for Carpenter, and now 2 fouls on Ryan Carl.
Saw former Silver Streak Dalton Davis in attendance, and I told him, I said, he looks like he's in great shape. I said, well, go ahead and suit up. I said, if as long as UT or Moline doesn't catch you, you might get away with it out here with all these teams from elsewhere around the state. He said, I'd love to.
His brother Logan is a junior on the varsity team here. Banking in a three from the right side is rushing. That's his second basket of the game. Both of them threes, and now Englewood takes the lead again at 36-33. They've scored all eight here in the third quarter with 5:50 to play. Quick pass, high post. Carl backs up. He's left alone from 18 feet. He tried to bank one, and that was way off the mark. Carpenter with his sixth rebound for the Eagles. Quickly up court we come, driving left side. Cut off. Now Owen skips it back out. Moore through the lane, dishes it right side over to Rushing. Another three short. And Gibson with the rebound, pulls up and hands off to Cheeseman.
Didn't have any backboard to use on that one.
Quickly at the other end, Diggins drives in and he initiates the contact, and that'll be a foul on Moore, just his first of the game. And Trevon will get a couple of free throws here. Grant Gibson, that was his first rebound of the game. You believe that?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, we really haven't had a lot of rebounds, period. We had 13 in the first half, and part of that's because Englewood's shooting a high percentage. They're still up around 55%. Diggins misses the first free throw as Tyson Parks checks in, and Ryan Carl will have a seat.
5:21 to go in the third quarter. Galesburg down three, 36-33. Second free throw is good. That's Trevon's first point of the game.
I'm surprised as active as Chartone Moore is for Englewood. That was just his first foul.
And now he drives into the lane and a reach called on Trevon as Moore dribbled between a couple of Galesburg defenders and Trevon reached over and got him on the arm. That's only the first foul of the game on Diggins. Five 5:12 to go, third quarter. Silver Streaks down 36-34. The Eagles of Team Englewood High School out of Chicago with the lead and the ball and a bad pass on the inbounds right to Diggins, who steals it away. Leads a break to the other end, all the way in from the left side.
That a way to make him pay. Trevon, first field goal of the third quarter. Jonathan Owens of Englewood got in trouble. He was leaning on the inbounds. When you start leaning forward, you have to throw that ball before you want to, and he threw it right into our hands.
Inlet pass to Murphy, yes. And a bad pass stolen away by Ross in the lane. Now he leads a break to the other end, takes it all away. Somebody reached in, got him from the backside, and a push called as Ross was on his way to the basket. Are they going to give him credit for being in the attempt of shooting?
I think so.
Marcus is lining up, and so is everybody else, so he will get two.
Quick hands from Carson Cheeseman forced the turnover back here on the other end as he poked it away, and the Streaks, nice job getting two turnovers and hopefully making some more points here to narrow the gap.
Second foul on Rushing. Ross makes the first free throw. He missed one earlier on a possible three-point play. He now has 3 points, and Galesburg takes the lead again now at 37-36. After Englewood scored the first eight of the second half, the Streaks have now scored four in a row as he misses the second. Parks briefly had a hand on the rebound, but Moore comes out with it for Englewood. Galesburg by three and another turnover. Cheeseman with a steal. Leads a break to Gibson on the left wing. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Streaks trying to build on the lead. Inlet pass to Parks. Puts it on the floor and blocked. And now backed away, knocked away from the backside. 2-on-1 at the other end. Parks puts that one up too strong. And Moore rebounds that one. He had 3 rebounds, and then he runs into and runs over Marcus Ross waiting in the lane. And another offensive foul called as Moore picks up foul number 2.
Yeah, terrific job by Marcus to get himself set. And he paid the price. He got hit pretty well and drew the second foul on Chartone Moore. Moore really makes this team go. He's their tallest guy, but he's their most active guy. He really is confident at 6'5". I think they're talking about a guy that could play some college ball here. He's got skills.
37-36, the Galesburg lead as we approach the midpoint of quarter number 3. State championship football games in Champaign. Lombard Montini defeats Morris in the 5A title game. 6A game ready to start shortly. Here's Gibson driving in from the right side. Banks it up and in, and a foul. First basket of the second half for Grant Gibson. He has 26 for the game and a chance to put the Streaks up by 4.
Well, the move of a scorer right there.
Yeah.
He just creates so well. And he jumps okay, but it's just more his body control, his strength.
And the free throw is off the mark to the left. Streaks get a couple of hands on the rebounds. It's deflected, fought for. Diggins took it away from Carpenter from the backside and then stepped on the sideline. Give the credit Streaks for hustling.
I don't know. I mentioned it last year, but it just it looks like it again. And I'm bringing up another name from the past, but Gibson reminds me so much of Mark Junk, especially when Mark was in college at Knox. He, similar type body, just able to score, found ways to score, and he would finish shots going towards the basket that most guys would miss somehow. And you have that knack of finding a way to make it in the hole.
Good screen set frees up Carpenter for the three, and then he missed it badly. And Tyson Parks fights for and wins the rebound battle. Gillsburg by three, trying to add to the lead here. 3:20 to go, third quarter. Cheeseman fakes a three, shovels it off to Gibson in the lane, got the shot off quickly, and the rebound put back by the Silver Streaks. I think Parks will get credit for
it. Yes, he will. Good job by Tyson to pick it up there. One of those rare cases where Gibson did not get a close shot in to go down, and Parks, with his leaping ability, that time had the right accuracy to tip it off the backboard and in, and the Streaks back up by the same they were at half.
They've scored eight in a row to answer the Englewood 8-0 run to start the second half. Now a long three by Moore. He just lofted it, and then the rebound went away from the Silver Streaks, and they chase it down on the corner. Owens with a three for the putback. That was unfortunate.
That's one of the frustrations of playing some of these public league teams. You feel like you do things right, you make a stop, and then something like that happens, a long carom.
Well, there were three white jerseys right around the basket ready for it, and it just deflected the absolute opposite direction from any of them. And now a trip foul called on Jonathan Owens as he bumps Carson Cheeseman out near half court. That's going to be four on Owens. That'll hurt them. He'll have to sit down. He has a 10 in this game.
Yep, Ashton Heller checks back in quickly.
And he had three fouls in the first half. On the inbounds, Gibson goes into the backcourt to take it. Only Parks has substituted here in the second half for Ryan Carl, and Tyson has it now, getting it away to Cheeseman in the left corner. Picks up his dribble. Diggins for three.
Good! That away, Trevon.
Trevon scoreless in the first half, six in the third quarter now, puts Gillsburg back up by five, matching their biggest lead of the game at 44-39. 2 minutes and counting here in the third quarter. Hillard on the dribble on the outside. Right side it goes to Murphy in front of his own bench. Directing traffic with a right-hand dribble. Between the circles, rushing with it now. And a whistle away from the ball. And we're going to have Hillard called for his fourth foul. He is upset. You talk to him, he hasn't gotten a single call all day.
No, he just had that scowl all day long. But, you know, he was over there mixing it up with Grant Gibson, and I know with Coach Lorenzo Donegan for Englewood pushing his left arm out there toward the officials, saying that he thought Grant was pushing off, and there's a very good chance that happens, because if you watch Grant, he is a pretty physical player, and one of those calls maybe where the official just happened to look that way at the right time for us.
Oh, bullet pass. Diggins with a pump fake, a little bit strong. Parks with a rebound and a foul. There was a bullet pass from Ross on the left side who found Diggins. Two men went up into the air. He pump faked and then went up too strong for the shot. And then Parks, going over the top of his man, got a hand on the rebound and the putback.
Last three trips down have been terrific. It's taken some of the pressure off Gibson to score because Parks had the putback. Then we had the three from Diggins, and then Parks with another putback there. And it's helped spread the lead to the biggest of the game at eight.
5 points in the quarter and the game for Tyson Parks. 47-39 Gillsburg. Down the lane, shoveling it up with a finger roll and a basket. And this time a blocking foul called on Cheeseman as Hillard finishes off the play. And I think maybe he was just a little too close to being underneath the basket to get that one.
Well, and I think the fact that he'd drawn some charges earlier, sometimes on a play that could go either way, the official's not going to call it every time. So gave it to Englewood that time.
And he finishes off the three-point play. 47-42. Englewood down by five. Streaks with the ball. Right side, Diggins. Skips the top of the circle to Marcus Ross. He's left open. Dribbles left. Hands off to Cheeseman. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Streaks on top, 47-42. Gibson curls around. Pulls up. Free throw line. Hits the shot. He's got 28 for the game now. Streaks lead 49-42.
Gibson's so good at finding those seams, moving around guys, and then if you can make that pull-up jump shot, you get a lot of opportunities.
Quick three at the other end by Hillard off the front of the rim, and the rebound by Diggins. Streaks with a chance to add to the lead here. They lead by seven, have led by as many as eight. 33 seconds to go, third quarter. Ross, backdoor cut. Gibson, contact, and no shot, but a couple of foul shots coming.
Went up strong, a little too strong actually, overshot the basket, anticipating the pressure and the foul. He got clobbered, but still got it up there. But he'll get two free throws.
Yeah, once they cleared out on that left side, Streaks ended up with numbers because Parks was right there for the offensive rebound. If Grant wasn't fouled, clock stops with 30 seconds to go. That's the ninth team foul on Englewood, and Hillard has fouled out of the game. After just finished off a three-point play here at the other end for Englewood's last points.
I think they gave it to the wrong guy. Hillard, it was 12 over there. It was Murphy that fouled him. And I think they're going to get this corrected.
Which would be the difference between uniform number 11 and 12. Now the official goes over to Marla Clay, the official scorekeeper. And just saw her pull out her eraser. So I believe you're right.
Because Hillard's still in there. That'd be the final kick in the pants for him, wouldn't it, after the day he's had to get fouled out on a play you weren't even close to.
Gibson makes the first free throw, and he is a point away from 30 for the second time in this tournament. We've got to get him in some more day games, apparently. Did it against Diet with 34 yesterday. Now 30 as he finishes off the second free throw as well. 51-42, biggest lead of the game for Galesburg. By nine with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Between the legs and the dribble, rushing, just launches
Holy
a three
smokes.
And he made it.
Just about the time you think you got this team under your thumb and they hit something like that.
Gives the Streaks a chance to get the last shot here now. Gibson pulls up on the left baseline, top of the circle, it goes to Diggins, dribbles between two men, reaches between the legs of Tomas Carpenter, and
Fouls
now he
it.
Will get called for the foul. He got away with one before as Carpenter got tangled up by Trevon reaching through to try to get it back. So the Streaks unfortunately turn it over with 0.2 seconds to go, and then Trevon picks up foul number two. But only 0.2 seconds to go here at the end of the third quarter, and won't be anything Englewood can do with this one. They'll just simply inbound it, and that'll be it. Bounce pass, touch, and that's the end of the third quarter. Woo! 51-45, Galesburg by six at the end of three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't miss Menards' huge home improvement three-day sale, now through Sunday. Take 20% off Menards' everyday low prices on all special order Mastercraft doors, Ideal garage doors, and Crestline and Peachtree windows and patio doors. Pick up a gallon of interior flat paint free after rebate. An electric pressure washer kit is only $89.99. Hurry, good while supplies last. Don't miss Menards' huge home improvement three-day sale, now through Sunday.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Interactive sports talk with scores, expert analysis, and so much more. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg by six at the end of three quarters over Team Englewood out of the Chicago Public League Green Division. 51-45, Eagles have the ball. Got the last 3 points of the third quarter after falling behind by nine. Streaks led by five at the half. And now here's another launching three by Hillard off the back iron and over the backboard, out of bounds back to Galesburg. Quick look at the third quarter numbers, Jim.
Team shot almost identical. Englewood 6 of 13, Galesburg 6 of 14. Englewood with 1, 2, 3, 4 of their field goals were threes. Rebounding edge solidly in Englewood's favor at the moment. They had 10 rebounds that quarter and 16 Englewood turnovers. They had five in the period. We've got eight turnovers.
Diggins drives, dumps off Gibson, pump fakes, low blocks, banks it in. Galesburg leads by eight, 53-45. Gibson, too short of his career high, which came just 24 hours ago. He has 32 now. Behind the back on the dribble, Hillard reverses directions, dumps it off in the lane, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Murphy for Englewood, and they turn it over for the 17th time.
Again, one of those games you'd love to get a little bumper in here against this team that can score. They're not a great team, but they play well in flurries. And if you let up a little bit, they'll put up 6-8 points. So if we can get up double figures, it'd be nice.
Well, we saw them come back against Moline by 15 in the second half.
Gibson about 15 out on the baseline, another one.
So we know they can do it, and Gibson matches his career high. In a 24-hour period, he's put up 34 twice, and now steals one away at midcourt. Leading the break, he pulls up high post. Ross accidentally dumps it off to Cheeseman on the low blocks, and then he gets pounded from behind by Moore. That's his third foul. Gibson just couldn't quite get a handle on it after the steal, otherwise he's off to the races. And it wasn't pretty, and the Streaks are going to end up with two free throws here. Cheeseman at the line.
Yeah, Ross was cutting across the lane, so Gibson got it to him, but as has been the case, Ross has really had trouble hanging on to the ball here so far this weekend, and got it poked away, and Cheeseman just happened to be there to pick it up off the floor, and he's the one that got fouled.
55-45, Galesburg by 10. 6:41 to go in the game. Cheeseman's first free throw finds the front iron. So after a three-pointer at the end of the third quarter by Englewood, pulled the Eagles within six. The Streaks get the first two baskets of quarter number four, both by Gibson, and now a free throw airballed by Cheeseman. Hits the net, goes out of bounds, so that was
Carson, be happy you're not on the road in a conference game doing that one.
Especially at Moline, shooting down into that student section.
You'd be hearing that for the rest of the game.
Hiller drives in from the right side in contact by Tyson Parks, who came over on the help side defense. Hiller just curled around the top of the circle and then just blasted down the right side of the lane. And only a last-second effort by Parks coming over to try to stop him, prevented Hillard from getting the easy basket. He does have to get a couple of free throws here.
That's the difference in intensity in these, especially these preseason weekend tournaments. First free throw, no good. You shoot an air ball free throw, nobody says anything. Just hits the floor, you go the other way. You do that in a tough conference environment, and everybody's yelling air ball.
Second free throw by Hillard on the way. It's had a weird rotation on it, if you can call that rotation.
Yeah.
Missed. Parks got his fifth rebound of the game.
Oh, Grant just completely lost the handle on it. Gave it right to Hillard, who makes the layup. That's a giveaway.
Ninth turnover of the game on the Streaks. That pulls Englewood back within eight at 55-47. 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Cheeseman will walk it across midcourt. Owens bumps him there. Cheeseman just brings it right across in front of his own bench. Ducks underneath, picking up the dribble, gets it off to Gibson. Reverses directions along the baseline, right-hander up and in. There's his career high. Streaks call timeout. A full timeout, exactly 6 minutes to go in the game. GHS up 57-47. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Another one.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling, even laughing. I am good.
Michelle, XYZ.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Brad Bidowitz, Jim Lee with you at John Field Gymnasium. Exactly 6 minutes to play in the game here in this Thanksgiving tournament. Galesburg calling a full timeout, leading by 10, 57-47. Again, Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony scheduled for 4:30 this afternoon. You can hear that here on WGIL, followed by the Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball team with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson on the call, and then the Galesburg boys against Limestone to wrap things up here tonight.
And the 96-97 girls basketball team, one of those to be honored at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Englewood with the ball, trailing the Silver Streaks by 10. Both teams 2-1 in this tournament. Here's a launch by Moore for three off the front iron. Rebound by Murphy, though, and he comes out with it into the corner. What do? They dribble a few times. They kind of watch their teammates run around, and then somebody just launches it from the outside. They have shot a ton of threes here this afternoon. Early on, it was working for them. Not so much in the second half. We got to call Hillard for a travel there. Thank you. Lorenzo Donegan for Englewood is saying, well, he traveled because he got pushed.
Well, yeah, Grant gave him a pretty good shove going by there, but I think that's after he'd already taken a step or two.
19th turnover on the Eagles. Back into the game, Denzel Jones for the Silver Streaks. He'll give Carson Cheeseman a breather. 5:27 to play here. Galesburg up 57-47. Gibson and Diggins in the backcourt. Six big points by Trevon in the third quarter helped the Streaks push that five-point lead up to 10 by the end of quarter number three. It's still 10 here, approaching the five-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Inlet pass to Gibson. Pump fake, right-hander up and off the back iron. Rebound battled around, twice deflected off the backboard. Now into the hands of Rushing. Leads the break to the other end, up to Hillard, who lays it up and in. They do score quickly. 57-49. Silver Streaks by eight with the ball again. Left side Jones on the wing. Gets his defender up in the air. Now Gibson top of the circle for three.
Wow.
Grant with 39 in the game now.
39, isn't that something? That was perfect from the top of the key as well. And he had some time to measure that one. He shot a lot like his free throws, kind of that side spin, but it was perfect.
Heard the Peters kid for Washington had 40 last night in their Tournament of Champions tournament in a 20-point win over Peoria Notre Dame. Gibson will draw some attention if he gets one more point to hit 40 here this afternoon as Jonathan Owens gets a finger roll off the front of the rim to drop through at 60-51. Galesburg by nine. Seeing Joey Range here, his 55 points scoring record was mentioned when he was recognized Wednesday night for his induction into the Illinois Basketball Hall of Fame, but both times he scored 55 was not in John Thiel Gymnasium. He did one up at the Glenbrook Shootout, and the other one was at the State Farm Tournament over in Bloomington. So,
against Chicago, Washington, I think it was. Does that sound right?
That was near North.
Was it near North? Okay.
I was thinking, where's my binder? I can pull out the old history book here and look it up. So my point being, to see somebody score even 40 here at John Thiel Gymnasium is a special treat. You just don't get to see that very often ever, let alone here in the gym. Ross misses the first free throw. Second one up, and that one rattles through. 4 points in the game for Marcus Ross. Galesburg by 10, 61-51.
Charge.
Quickly down the lane.
Oh, come on.
And a blocking foul called as Hillard takes it strong to the basket. Ran over Tyson Parks. And, boy, I was with you, Jim. I sure thought Tyson had strongly established his position.
Yep.
I thought the concrete was settling in under his feet by the time Hillard got there.
Yeah, I assert it's more a case of timing whether you get that call or not. It's just the number of calls that have gone for or against a team and a certain flow of the game and how much another coach is complaining. And I don't think there's any question that was a charge, but it got called against Tyson.
Five in the quarter for Hillard, and good grief, that one barely even hits the net. He was so short on that free throw.
Yeah, we got the expression there again. He looked away and had that scowl. Yeah, he...
Unfortunately, he can't blame the official.
No, he just didn't let out enough hose on that. That was well short.
Hillard with 14 in the game now. Galesburg by nine. We pass the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Right side Diggins on the wing. Grant still calling for the ball. He wants 40. Jones, top of the circle, found an opening all the way up and in. Bad defense by the Eagles, and Jones recognized the wide open lane.
Excellent move.
11 points is the Galesburg lead, first two of the game for Denzel Jones, the junior. Under 3.5 to play. Both teams looking for their third win here. Streaks extending the man defense. Here's Moore pulling up, fade away from left side, 15 feet. Parks couldn't handle the rebound, put back by Hillard high off the glass. And a late whistle will be a foul against Marcus Ross, called for the push.
And I think the basket will count, too.
Yep. And I think they're going to get the ball back. I don't think it's a shooting foul. Oh, now they're saying one. Yep, so it's a one and one. The foul was not Ross against Hillard. It was Ross against somebody else trying to get position for the rebound. So after the basket, it's going to end up with a one and one free throw on Marcus's third foul.
And a chance for a four-point trip here.
Or five if you're not careful on if they miss the second free throw. So to the free throw line, Jonathan Owens. And he makes the first free throw. He's got 8 points here in the second half, 13 for the game. 3:15 to play, 63-55. This allows Englewood to creep a little closer.
Mm-hmm.
And the second free throw up and short off the front of the rim. And there it is. Offensive rebound and shoveling it up. Moore was, I don't think he really knew what he was going to do with it there. Streaks end up coming out with it, though, as he was in traffic and never even got the ball within 5 feet of the rim trying to scoop it up. And a bad pass by Jones bounces it off Trevon Diggins' ankle out of bounds. So Englewood does get it back.
And a couple of bad turnovers on both. And, you know, Moore at 6'5", gets the ball in the paint. You're right, Brad. You ought to know what you're going to do with it at 6'5", in the paint. He brings the ball down low too often. He was trying to do some sort of scoop there. Well, with his height, he could just go straight back up with it. And then, of course, as you said, the Streaks with a careless turnover in their own corner.
And a timeout called by Lorenzo Donegan gives us a chance to update you on the Illinois football game as Northwestern has opened it up. They've added 17 points in the third quarter, and they play just over 8 minutes, 6:55 to go. The Wildcats lead the Illini 41-14. With a timeout on the floor here, 2:55 to go. Streaks on top, 63-55. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Never miss the action.
Stanford being chased. Peppers gets to him. He throws. Intercepted. Intercepted DJ Moore. DJ Moore with the swipe.
The Bears take on NFC North rivals, the Minnesota Vikings.
Hi, this is Jeff Joniak. Pre-game coverage of the Chicago Bears begins at 11:30 tomorrow morning on the Laser.
Your home for the Chicago Bears in West Central Illinois is 92.7 FM, the Laser.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news@wgil.com.
63-55, 2:55 to go in the game. Talking about some more history here. We've talked about history this weekend, haven't we?
This one, they didn't have to go back too far, though. Victor Davis put up 40 points in the opening game of this tournament. Three years ago.
Illegal screen set by Chartown Moore. 20th turnover.
As I remember, they said when Victor, after he put up that that 40, which I think was like on a... They had school the next day, or and when we went in the cafeteria, they gave him a standing ovation. He had had such a great game.
Oh, yeah, because they had some going on that night. Some sort of there was some sort of recognition. There were people here. There was an activity going on afterward. Yeah, with all the people here. Yeah, I remember that.
And he didn't come close to 40, I don't think, the rest of the season. He was a terrific player in the post for us, but that 40-point night was his career high.
The Woodruff game, 65-51 over Woodruff.
Is that what it was? I couldn't remember who we played. It was here early in the season.
But the reason this conversation comes up is Grant Gibson has 39 here with 2:30 to go in the game. And he's hovering on the right wing, trying to work around some screens. He's got it for three. It's in and out. It was on the mark, but it just wouldn't go down. Now he's got it back after the offensive rebound. Drives the lane and scores. 41 in the game for Grant Gibson. 11 here in the fourth quarter, and the Streaks lead by 10.
He looked over to his dad and smiled. He knew how many points he had.
Down low, offensive rebound put back. Murphy's shot won't go, and then Englewood clobbered on the rebound. Because it looks like it's going to be Carpenter going up for a couple of free throws here. Give Carson Cheeseman credit on the offensive rebound that gave Grant another chance at that one.
Now, it used to be
how about this? That's the first foul of the game on Grant.
Well, the first called foul. He's gotten away with a few today, there's no question.
First free throw up and in for Carpenter.
But Joe's down there with his dad with the iPad. I don't know that he's keeping track of all the points or not, but of course you don't have to anymore. The scoreboard keeps track of those. As long as you're in the game, you see that 41 up there.
Well, he's been shooting video with it every now and then,
too. Oh, yeah.
So hopefully he had the video running there with Grant getting that over the 40-point mark. Englewood uses its fourth timeout with 2:05 to go here in the game. Just a 30-second timeout.
This game has lost its flow. It's fun for us right now because we're still 8 points ahead, but with 2:05 to play, I like our chances, but I'm still, like I said, until we get up 13-14, I might be a little more comfortable here.
65-57, other Big Ten scores. The one a lot of people are really keeping a close eye on in the Big Ten is Ohio State leading number 19 Michigan, 23-21. 6.5 to go, third quarter there. Purdue's taking a 28-21 lead over Indiana. And again, Northwestern over Illinois, 41-14. They approach the 5-minute mark of the third quarter there. 2 minutes to go in this one here from John Field Gym. Both the Streaks and Englewood looking for their third victory. of this tournament. Here's Gibson after the streaks break the full court press. Reverse layup, and he gets it with a left hand.
How many different ways can he score?
Back to a 10-point lead. 67-57, 43 on the game for Grant Gibson. Quick pass down low, off the hands of Jonathan Owens, out of bounds. Englewood turns it over for the 21st time. Quick inbounds to Gibson. Walking it across midcourt, Hillard waiting there. Now triple teamed at midcourt, gets it away to Trevon Diggins. Drives in from the right wing, takes it all the way, comes up a little bit short, but the foul will send Diggins to the line shooting two.
That's such an effective move when you're quick to take the dribble, then hesitate, and then go again. And he is so quick, especially you get him on that baseline. It's tough to stop Trevon.
1:32 to go in the game. Streaks trying to build the lead back up to a dozen. He gets two free throws. First one rolls out. Six in the game for Diggins. All of it coming in the third quarter. Second free throw. Circles around and drops through. 68-57. This will be the most points that the Streaks have scored and given up, but they'll take it all for a victory with a minute 23 to go. Quick three from the right corner missed. Tyson Parks with a rebound. He's skied for six boards in this game now.
Pretty good situation now with the ball. We're playing very loose. Just over a minute to play. And things looking like our third win just around the corner.
And the Streaks wisely taking some time off the clock here, and a quick reach-in foul called by Owens. He's now fouled out of the game, and of all guys, he fouls Grant Gibson, who's going to go to the line shooting two, trying to get to 45 points for the game.
You know, if you're Coach Dunnigan, you're probably going, guys, look up the board. There's a guy with 43 points. He might not be the one you'd want to foul.
He is 8 of 9 from the free throw line in this game. And pretty much all of his damage has been done on the inside. Grant has only one three-pointer in this game. 1 for 5 from behind the arc. Again, 8 of 9 from the free throw line. Everything else coming from about 15 feet away or less. First free throw up and in. And he adds to his point total and the Galesburg lead, matching their biggest lead now at 69-57. With 62 seconds to play, second one, good as well.
45-point game.
Ten short of the school scoring record, set twice by a fella who's sitting about 20 feet away from us. And he rebounds the miss.
Just a sophomore.
And a completely different style of player than Joey Raines.
Oh, yeah.
Now Diggins, with Ja'Corian King all over him, gets fouled along the baseline, stopping the clock with 39.5 seconds to play.
Well, I know in at least one of those 55-point games, Joey had 20-plus free throws. He spent a lot of time at the line.
Was that at the shootout game up at Glenbrook?
I'm not really sure. He had quite a few in that Shirk Center game, too. But they're different players, but they're real similar in their confidence.
Yes.
And their ability to score in a variety of ways. Now, Grant's not going to have the hammer dunk that Joey had anytime soon, I don't think. So maybe not as flashy a 40 or 50-point effort, but any way you put that many points in, you're going to get some attention.
At the State Farm Tournament, it was 91-83 when Range scored 55 in that one, so that was a situation where they definitely needed him. They didn't need so much the 55 in the shootout, which was actually Glenbrook North at the Proviso West shootout. So I had my Glenbrook in the wrong place. They were the opponent, not the location.
Yep.
88-57 in that one, so Joey nearly outscored the opponent all by himself in that game. Substitutions into the game, backdoor cut, and a nice look to Logan Davis, who lays it up and in on the feed from Eric Thompson. First basket of the season for Logan. We're under 10 seconds to go. Another quick three. That's a switch by Tyrone McKenzie into the game. It's 73-60, and the Streaks are now 2 seconds away. They won't even have to get it across midcourt. 73-60, Galesburg wins it. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Holiday shopping is now underway at Yum in Galesburg. And now, through November 30th, Yum has marked down new 2012s and 13s with savings that are impossible to ignore. New 2012s are moving fast, and with Yum's additional savings, you'll never find a better time to buy. If you've even been thinking about a new truck, you have to see the folks at Yum, where you can save over $10,000 on a new 2012 Chevy Silverado All-Star Edition 4x4 Crew LT, or save over $12,000 on the new 4x4 Extended Cab LT. Save over $1,200 on the popular 2012 Chevy Cruze, over $4,600 on a new 2012 Chevy Alto, and over $5,000 on a new 2012 Chevy Impala. Yum even has markdowns on new 2013s, like $1,000 off a new 2013 Chevy Malibu or $1,000 off a new 13 Chevy Equinox. See Yum for details. Yum's prepared to beat any deal anytime, any day, so don't miss this savings opportunity. Yum's new blowout before the holiday sale, now through November 30th.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg improves to 3-1 in the season, defeating the Eagles of Team Englewood High School out of the Chicago Public League 73-60. It was a nip and tuck back and forth game all throughout the first two quarters of this one. No, I never did write down the number of lead changes we had. Let's see, what's it? There's four, there's five, six, seven, eight, nine. There were nine lead changes in the first half alone. Two more in the second half. So we had 11 lead changes in the game throughout the early part of the third quarter. And nine ties, 11 lead changes and nine ties in this game. But once Galesburg took the lead at 37-36 in the third quarter, might remember Englewood opened the second half on an 8-0 run to erase a 5-point deficit. And then the Silver Streaks responded with an 8-0 run of their own to go back up by 5 at 44-39. And they just held the lead there the rest of the game. Englewood never got closer than 5 the rest of the way. So once the Streaks regained that 5-point lead at 44-39, that was it. It never got closer than 6 after that the rest of the way. So, maybe Galesburg learned something about finishing games after that game last night. That's a pretty quick lesson and pretty big way to turn it into a victory here today.
Yeah, and after watching Englewood again today, I think we played a better team last night than we played
today. Yes.
Westinghouse was just a little bigger at every position, a little better, better shooters, certainly. And we got to playing pretty loose there at the end of this one just because we could. And so it was a fun afternoon game. And then, of course, with Grant Gibson and the question of just how many points he was going to get here was pretty cool as well. So a fun afternoon. Don't look for Grant to have 45 tonight, although he still could have a good night. But we're going to play, I still think, the best team in this tournament.
Yep.
Peoria, Bartonville, Limestone is a terrific basketball team, even though they did drop a close game to Westinghouse earlier in the tournament. That'll be a good test for us going forward into the conference season as we play them and finish this up tonight.
So we'll I don't know, Jim, have you had a chance to run through all your stats?
Like.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and do our post-game statistics brought to you by McDonald's. And as always, Jim starts off with the team numbers.
All right. Silver Streaks end up 51% from the field. A nice second half. They were 14 of 24 in the second half and finished 26 out of 51 for the game for that 51%. Englewood cooled off just a little bit. They were 23 of 46. Didn't even have to get out the calculator for that one to figure a 50% shooting day for Englewood. So unusual you have a game where both teams shot 50% or above, but that was the case here this afternoon. Rebounding edge, as has been the case through the early part of this season, to the visitors, Englewood with 30 rebounds, Galesburg with 22. And the turnover count, though, I like that. I had us with only 10.
Yes.
And Englewood with twice that at 20 turnovers on the day, and that was a big, big part of this one.
Actually, I had it for 21.
Okay.
Englewood finishes 6 of 12 from the free throw line. Galesburg, better, 18 of 27, 67%. So, again, numbers not great, but they're getting better. Let's see, Englewood 8 of 25 from three-point range. Told you the Silver Streaks were only 1 of 7 in the first half. They finished 3 of 11 from behind the arc. But again, with the nature of the game and the pace of the game being what it is, they were attacking the basket a little bit more than we've seen so far in this game, and they took advantage of it. So winning the game 73-60. Galesburg just 3 three-pointers tonight, but again, they didn't need them. Or this afternoon, rather, not tonight. 8 of 25 from three-point range for Englewood. We'll run through the individual scoring. Jim Lee is going to get a word with certainly the offensive star of the game. We got to run through all the individual numbers as he sits down with sophomore Grant Gibson now.
All right, Grant Gibson here with us. And I was laughing yesterday. I walked by. You were talking with Joey Range. And I said, well, Joey, you put up 55. Grant's going to have to do that. He said, I want him to. And you came pretty close to that today. Congratulations.
Thank you. I just felt good in the morning. A tough loss last night. It was just, we were all sore in the morning, and I just kind of felt good about shooting and stuff. So,
yeah, I don't know what it is about the afternoon, because you had a big game yesterday afternoon too. You have more energy then, you think?
Yeah. Well, after the second game of the day is always when you get tired. Yeah. So.
Well, and a lot of it depends on your opposition. And Englewood was a team that spread the floor. There were a lot of opportunities for you to really use your whole game today, wasn't there?
Yeah, they were pretty quick and athletic, and they played good defense, and I just played good offense, I guess.
It looked to me from up where we were a couple of times when you had the ball, when you're going well, you have a lot of different components of your game. You went up and underneath the basket, you used your jump shot, you'd pull up, you'd hit runners. It just seemed like everything you were in your arsenal today you were using.
Yeah, I mean, just the whole summer we worked on pull-ups and driving to the lane and finishing with your left hand and everything else, and a lot of shooting in the driveway and all of it.
Yeah. Well, and you guys got comfortably ahead in the last few minutes to where everybody was loose, and we noticed once you got over that 40-point mark, you looked over at your dad and shot him a smile.
Yeah, well, Dad was always the leading scorer in the house. He scored 41, and today I finally beat him, so.
Okay. Well, as far as the team, good to get this win. And like you said, you guys were trying to come back off a game you kind of let get away last night.
Yeah, we should have beat Westinghouse last night, I think. And it was a good comeback win for us. And we have another big game tonight against Limestone. So yeah.
I'll let you get some rest, because that is going to be a tough one for you tonight.
Yes, it will.
All right, Grant, congratulations.
All right, thank you.
And our thanks to Grant for joining us. 45 points in the game here today. 45. Can you believe that? 17 of 30 from the field. He had only 1 three-pointer. It was 10 of 11 from the free throw line. And he had 3 rebounds to go along with it. So that's just a highlight of the individual scoring. We'll run through the rest of the numbers for you, and we'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds after the Streaks defeat Englewood this afternoon 73-60 to go to 3-1 in the season. You're listening to post-game coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Colder months are soon approaching, and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Streaks winning here this afternoon 73-60 over Team Englewood out of the Chicago Public League. Let's run through the final numbers. Ashton Hillard ends up leading the way for the Eagles with 16. Tomas Carpenter finishes with 14. Jonathan Owens, 13 for the Eagles. And Ray Rushing just missed double figures with 9. Tyrone McKenzie had 3. And how about that? Chartone Moore, who we talked about in the pregame, Mike Reynolds talked about in the pregame, he's their big offensive threat. He scores 3 in the first quarter, does not score the rest of the game.
That's something. I mean, it seems like he's almost more comfortable out being a distributor than he is going to the basket. He did shoot from three-point land a few times. He doesn't have a real good shot from the distance. He missed rather badly on a few threes.
0 for 5 from three-point range.
Okay, yeah, he's a guy I think that just needs to attack the basket a little more.
And even to take only 7 shots the entire game, too. Yeah. Even that surprises me.
Well, the Hillard kid, the one we laughed at that had a scowl the whole time, he ended up being their leading scorer said and done. And did he ever foul out?
Nope, never did.
He's in foul trouble the whole game, but never fouled out. So, funny game.
So Moore finishes with 3. Tyrone McKenzie, 3. Austin Murphy had 2. Ja'Korian King and Rashad Clark did not score for Englewood. For the Silver Streaks, yeah, that Gibson kid, I tell you. He had a few points today, 45. And if you didn't hear the interview that Jim did with Grant just a little bit ago, 17 of 30 from the field, 10 of 11 from the free throw line, and 1 of 6 from three-point range. 45 at the Streaks, 73 today. Trevon Diggins had 8 all in the second half. Carson Cheeseman and Tyson Parks each finished with 5. Marcus Ross had 4. Logan Davis had the last basket for the Streaks. Denzel Jones also had 2. Ryan Carl had 2. And the Streaks win at 73-60. As head coach Mike Reynolds joins us now, as always, our post-game show. Brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Jim, take it away with Coach Reynolds.
Okay, well, Mike, we've already talked to the most important guest on the post-game now. Grant Gibson joined us for a little bit. 45 points and... I tell you what, he showed the whole arsenal. He scored in a lot of different ways today.
Yeah, I mean, he's a really good player. There's no doubt about it. And he carried us there in the first half. And I think we got caught watching him play a little bit and didn't have really good focus. Some of our bench guys came in and didn't give us their usual focus. I think their effort was fine. Their focus was a little out of there. Their second run through, we shortened the bench second half a little bit, but their second run through wasn't that bad. We'll need some smaller, quicker guys in that game as well as we will tonight. You know, Ryan didn't have a real good matchup out there today, so we went with Tyson, and Tyson was able to spark us through, and it was a pretty good day.
Early in this ball game, looked like both teams might score 80-plus. Our defense was not as good as it usually is. You used a couple of timeouts and made that point seem like we shored things up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they're hard to guard because they move the ball, and they're athletic, and they run, and they can get off the glass. So they're hard to guard and hard to hold down. You know, evidence is they beat UT by 15, and Moline had to throw one crazy one in at the buzzer to beat them. So that's a team that won 19 games last year, and I think they're well on their way to doing that again.
Chartrone Moore, number 32 for them. We were impressed with him earlier in the tournament, but you held him to 3 points today. Did you do anything different with him?
Well, we didn't help off him. You know, Marcus, we put Marcus on him pretty hard there. We went in zone, and they held him in the high post, which I think was to our advantage. In the second quarter, he could never find a rhythm, and I think the one advantage we had is he met Marcus Ross. He met a senior that was long and athletic and wanted to guard and was a willing guarder, and it was nice to see.
Another senior we thought did a nice job today, Carson Cheeseman, when it seemed like they were scoring at will on us a few times there. Late in the first half, he drew 2 charges, I think got another one early second half, and played some good defense.
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of the glue out there sometimes, and he didn't play real well last night. He wasn't real happy with himself down the stretch, and he came out and you know, he gave us really good effort today, and he was able to hold us all together, horse the three in there. Did really well. I was proud of him.
This is one of those games that's a little different than Western Big Six Conference in the fact you play in the public league school that, you know, you get up 4, 5, 6 points. You can't feel comfortable because it just evaporates in a hurry. But I guess on the other hand, you can score quickly as well.
Yeah, they you know, they're not afraid to shoot it. And they, you know, number 20 hit some long threes there. Lindauer range out there. And we've seen that before. But, you know, we were able to score. We were able to do some good things. And down the stretch, we were able to execute the things we wanted to do and salt out a win there.
Before we look ahead to tonight's game, anything else on this game that stuck out to you as far as things you were happy with or concerned about?
Well, I don't think our focus was great, but I think, you know, this is a game right here that we lose last year. No doubt. We lose this game last year. In evidence, you know, it's kind of like the Charleston game last year. We went down there, we weren't very focused, and we never could get it together. We were able to regroup and stay together and find a way to win, which is what good teams do.
All right, you'll need to play your best tonight because this Limestone team is pretty good.
Yeah, they put 94 points up on Moline last night, and certainly if they do that again, they'll probably win tonight. But we like our chances. We're familiar with them. We played them in the summer, and they're one of the best teams in Peoria right now. We know that coming through, and we got a tall task ahead of us.
Well, whether it's Limestone or whoever else we see down the road, the word about Grant Gibson's scoring prowess is going to get around pretty quick. What kind of defenses do you anticipate to try and shut him down going forward?
Well, lots of things. You know, boxing one, or you don't help off. And there's a lot of things people can do, and certainly he's not gonna put 45 up every night. I mean, but we've got some guys that are certainly capable players, and you know, if he gets doubled and things, we got guys can make shots. So we're not overly concerned with that.
All right, Mike. Thanks. We'll talk to you tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot.
As always, thanks to Mike Reynolds for joining us in the postgame. Streaks win it here this afternoon, 73-60 over Team Englewood. They're 3-1. On the season. Take a final timeout here on the postgame show. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, this is Mandy Balser from WGIL. The Rova Gold Value Card saves money at 49 area businesses through all of 2013. At $10, they make good stocking stuffers and will help send the Rova Marching Band to Orlando next year. Get full details on how to buy one at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. A fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. Tune in for the Glenn Beck program, weekday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Northwestern has added a touchdown, now leads Illinois 48-14 with under 9 minutes to go in the ballgame. Ohio State still leads Michigan by 2, 23-21. And still a touchdown difference between Purdue and Indiana, only it's now 35-28. Last time we told you it was 28-21. Final order of business, today's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Before we get to more action later today here from John Field Gymnasium. And despite the 45 points, a career high from Grant Gibson and a season highlight in any component, he is not our Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Yeah, and some might be aghast at that, but that's too easy to just hand it to him. I mean, he had a great game, and he was
no
the key
question, yeah.
Here today. There's no doubt. But I'd like to spread it around a little bit, especially when there are some other good candidates. And we had a couple.
Mind, it is crunch time,
yeah.
Not just best game overall or
sure.
Most valuable player. I mean, sometimes it ends up being that. But
yeah, because if it was just player of the game, we would look pretty stupid to not give it to Grant Gibson. But
we do have a crunch time
yeah.
player, a
well,
legitimate crunch time player.
Well, we decided you can't have both an interview and get the crunch time in one day. That's just too much glory. So, so yeah, we had a couple we actually discussed, and we talked with Coach here about both of them. Carson Cheeseman, especially his defensive effort here tonight, not only drawing those charges, but he was able to poke the ball away a couple of times and lead us on fast breaks. So Carson would get a nod, but we're not going to go with him because a guy came off the bench, again, that Coach mentioned, and gave us some athleticism inside. Tyson Parks, we're going to go with Tyson's effort here this afternoon, especially in the third quarter. He came in able to get a couple of rebounds, including a couple of misses off of Grant Gibson's shots. And not that Grant missed very many today,
nope.
But when he did, Tyson was there to get a couple of rare putbacks for us
and give us some rebounding in there as well. He brings that athleticism, especially that we need against a team like Englewood, and his aggressiveness and his hustle to stick with those plays on the offensive boards. At a key part of the third quarter when the game was very close, we were trading leads, had gotten behind a little bit, and he was able to get a couple of those putbacks, get to the free throw line once, and so we felt like at that point of the game, even though Grant was having a lot of points, we still weren't winning it by much, but Tyson able to, I think it caused Englewood to rethink what they were doing defensively inside, drop some more people in there and worry about Tyson a bit.
It was a key part of that third quarter comeback after Englewood scored the first 8 points of the third quarter to erase the five-point Galesburg lead at halftime. They took a three-point lead, then the Silver Streaks scored eight in a row after that, and that's when really Tyson had his biggest impact of the game was during that run, and once Galesburg took the lead back there, they did not relinquish it the rest of the game. In fact, we weren't even tied again the rest of the game. Once Galesburg got the lead at 37-36, they had the lead the rest of the game. And that is why Tyson Parks is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. So again, Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony scheduled for 4:30 this afternoon. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson will be with you on that to lead you through the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. Then the Silver Streaks girls to follow that with Tom and Eric, and the Galesburg boys to wrap up this Thanksgiving tournament coming up after the girls' game tonight. So lots of action still to come here on WGIL. We hope you can be a part of it late this afternoon and on into the evening as lots and lots of things to bring you from John Field Gymnasium here at Galesburg High School. For Chris LeGros at the downtown studios, for Jim Lee, for special guest Grant Gibson, who we're thrilled was a part of our broadcast today with 45 points, I'm Brad Benowitz. We'll be back with you again later today. So for now, good afternoon from John Field Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.
In his decree giving him